this song is.
This is from Ace Ventura 2. Wait. So good. So good. As far as follow-up movies are concerned, Pet Detective 2. And this is a real song.
I was going to say, who's the band? I want to listen to the album.
We'll do that on our break. We'll rock out to some movie soundtracks. Sweet. Here. So good. So good. Anyway, it's 7:12. Brock, the lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
You were kind enough to come in when I begged and pleaded with you yesterday, saying, Hunter's going to be gone. I'm going to be so lonely.
I was listening to the show this morning. I was like, oh, I should go help him out.
Oh, really? Good kidding. For you.
I'm just kidding. You're doing great.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thank you very much.
No, that you need that from me, but.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Just trying to give you a compliment.
You know, get the hell out. Anyway, it is going to be rainy, overcasty, kind of crappy today. Warmer, too. We're going to see a high of 40. Tonight, that's dropping down, and then we are going to see some possible snow showers at night into the morning. A little bit cooler tomorrow, but then it's warming up. We're kind of like in the mid-30s to 40s over the next... Honestly, it doesn't get cold even up until next week.
I was getting ready to say, it's been so crazy. It's just wet. No snow. Weird.
Wet.
Weird.
Moist.
Nah.
Wet and moist out there?
Not really.
Just say moist once.
Moist.
Gross, Chris. Gross, Kiki.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77?
Wow, good. You do listen a lot.
I do listen a lot.
We're your favorite show.
Look at that. Look how that works.
And you can visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, scary news for Zac Efron, Dreamboat Zac Efron. He was in Papua New Guinea with his girlfriend, and he had to be airlifted when he contracted a form of typhoid infection.
Holy God. He was
in an exotic location 2,000 miles east of Indonesia. He was there taping a survival show called, ironically enough, Killing Zac Efron. Just because you title a show.
Oh, my.
That do you don't have to live up to the title.
Now I'm sort of think, was this really an accident?
Someone's trying to snuff out Zac. No, because I think this was his idea.
Okay.
The challenge was to spend 3 weeks on the remote South Pacific island with nothing but basic gear and a guide, Cyril Tara, who posted pictures of the store of the star before he fell ill.
Doesn't even look like him.
This was apparently life or death flight for him.
Wow. But look at him. He looks real rugged, which isn't really his style.
No. Yeah, he's got the beard. Like his hair's not fixed. No. He's obviously a good-looking guy. He's shredded. But when you take a lot of these celebrities out of the glitz and glamour and the makeup
room,
he looks, honestly, would you like stop and, you know, let him buy you a drink with that photo right there?
Well, I mean, he's still an attractive man, but yeah, not as attractive.
That's what I mean. He doesn't have like that Zac Efron.
Well, I mean, as him, like as the pretty boy. But to be honest, I'm more attracted to that fella.
That
than
version.
The movie makeup fella, because I like a more rugged man.
I know it's hard to say this because it's Zac, you know what he is. But like, all right, not knowing it's Zac Efron.
Uh-huh.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give that fella? That fella right there.
That fella. I'd still give him like an 8.
An
He's still
8?
Very attractive.
I'm giving him
just
a
6. Just not as pretty boy. I like it.
I'm giving him a 6.5. I mean, come on. He's just, he's kind of there.
I like his facial hair. I don't like his hair as much.
So let's, how about give the beard an 8, yes. Rest of the face.
Maybe
6.5. 4. Five. Oh, you hear that, Zac Efron? You
five.
Scrub. What a scrub Zac Efron is. Anyway, he is doing better, but it was a scary moment. And he actually got sent home on Christmas Eve to the U.S.
So what does that do to your body or your brain?
Let's see.
What does it say?
Symptoms of typhoid include constipation, vomiting, and confusion. That's fine. I've had that. I've had typhoid probably before. I got typhoid right now, man.
You have typhoid. Typhoid or typhoid?
Typhoid.
Oh.
Typhoid causes the opposite of constipation, just so you know. The vomiting confusion, yes. But with typhoid, complete opposite of constipation. Typhoid.
Typhoid. I have heard that before.
Yes. Yes.
I just, for a second there, they said Thai food.
I think typhoid you could catch on the Oregon Trail.
Well, I,
I think I caught that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I feel like Thai food could do something similar to your body.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Tomato,
all right, so
tomato.
yeah, typhoid, Thai food, we're kind of there. Well, maybe leave the survival stuff up to Bear Grylls there, Zach, and leave the singing and basketball.
Well, now I'm going to have to see if this killing Zac Efron, is his name Efron?
Efron.
I don't know.
You are very into the pop culture. Thai food, typhoid, Efron, who gives a hell?
I wonder if there'll be like a documentary, like the Fire Festival, you know, where it's like it almost happened.
It almost happened.
It became a disaster, so instead there's just documentary about
almost,
killing Zac Efron.
Almost killing Zac Efron.
Almost killing Zac Efron.
If I would have killed Zac Efron, this is how I would have done it. Giving him typhoid. Lastly, according to a new study, people who worry about the pain of a hangover can actually make their symptoms worse. Researchers found that drinkers who believe they're headed toward a morning of pain ended up suffering more thirst, fatigue, headache, dizziness, loss of appetite, stomachache, nausea, and heart racing, regardless of their actual blood alcohol content. So, worrying about the hangover can make it worse.
Yeah, you got to go to bed like a champ.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I got this. Tomorrow, I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to crush it tomorrow. Bro. We're going to crush it tomorrow.
Yeah, positive thinking, man. Yeah. That's the most healthy thing you can do.
I'm self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely.
If you should go. Do you got typhoid right now?
No, I had Thai food.
Oh, yeah, Thai food. Okay.
The Morning Dumb.